Welcome to Fans Talk. My name is Banji of Lagos. This is your only community to get you hooked up with the latest in fashion, entertainment, sport, and your favorite celebrities, of course. And today on this episode of Fans Talk, we are going to be reviewing or talking about the good old Nolly. From the epic storylines, character interpretation, soundtracks, special effects, and great things to look out for. Plus, all of this and more we're going to be reviewing on this episode. And you probably think you know Nolly so well until now. So why should you listen? You should listen because all that you think you know thus far is probably nothing tangible. So I can't be the only person in this world who feels there's almost nothing to catch up to on TV and in our movies lately. Remember those days where movies and movie soundtracks were thin? Those days where by 8 p.m. there is a rush and there's a total silence on every street, but for the sound of our favorite soap. You remember those days where people registered with 500 naira and rent the movie, favorite movie, to be returned in 24 hours. Well, Nollywood has really had great days, great moments, great time, and we still do. I remember those times where we had like sequels from part one. I remember a movie had like part one to part nine, and we still keep up regardless because there was something that was really tangible. The watery visual effect and the shaky camera angles. So like, guys, I was watching a movie on the tube like just before I came in, and I'm like, really, was this what I was scared of? Because it was really crappy. But you know, I guess that's what makes it special and old so much memory. Let's get back into the story. So we are talking good old Nolly. Now, just before this popular soundtrack, the Ayele Ibosio, well, we probably did not know what movie that was, you know, but before all those movies, before that soundtrack, Nollywood had had classic soundtrack that will make you, that just stuck, that just makes part of your childhood. So here, shout out to everyone who's been keeping it real. You know, I can't believe it's been 25 years and there's a remake of The Living in Bondage, which I think is a great step in the right direction. You know, people are starting to feel, okay, you know what? It's time to take it notch higher. It's not to say that people that are doing it now are not doing it well, but I just feel there's something missing. So how about we review those movies that were classic, that we considered classy movie? They gave us nostalgic moments. All right, so on my list, ladies and gentlemen, in no particular order, is Most Wanted. Now, if you've not seen, or if you've probably have not seen this movie, I don't know, probably you should be calling me uncle. No, I'm not that old, guys. I'm not that old. So Most Wanted was released in 1996. It's actually a copy and paste version of a Hollywood crime action film called Set It Off. And it starred the lead actress, Regina Askew, which, by the way, I was crushing on by that time. Imagine a five-year-old boy crushing on a woman. You know, it was that sick. You know, I wasn't, you know, I don't know what love was, but she was hot. She was, from the accent, to not to talk about the action in this movie, you know, the part that got me in this movie was the opening scene where she literally jumped from the bridge on a moving bus. Now, I don't know how that was, but I know it was a film trick though, but I'm like, you know what? I think Nollywood is doing some action, which I think got most of us attracted to, you know. So it was a great movie. It was the storyline was pretty much that of the Set It Off, but it has a Naija twist to it. So this is a classic. And plus the soundtrack. Remember that soundtrack? Oye Barao. Onyoshi. Yeah, you remember. So I was like, shit, man, this is... Okay, sorry, I said shit. So this is really, really, really interesting. Yeah, so Said Most Wanted is definitely one movie. And plus, I would not forget Liz Benson's character, which I think was classic. She is a young woman and acting like a wealthy old lady was something that I just considered out of this world. And it was so perfect. It was so classy. It was so effortless. It was so graceful. These and more is what makes this movie a great one. So do I think we should have like a sequel or a remake? Well, why not? I really feel there should be, if there is a need. So if you think that you want to do a remake, this is probably another line. You know, shout out to people who's made the Living in Bondage Breaking Free, you know, so we can also have this. So we move on to the next one is Glamour Girls. Yes. So if you are... Now, I'll tell you one thing about this movie is that I didn't really watch it at the time when it came out because I was not... Like, it's not as if I'm that old. But when it came out, we couldn't watch it because it was X-rated, guys. It was, like, completely out of sync. Okay, so imagine this moment. Remember this moment where you probably cannot watch a movie with your parent. Kissing scene, like... Nude scenes, you feel very awkward. So Glamour Girls was one movie. It was X-rated at that time. I didn't really see anything that was really X-rated about it because it wasn't something that we probably don't see in music videos nowadays. So yeah, but the part that I really enjoyed the most was the epic hot tub scene, sex scene, or should I call it romantic scene between Ikiru Anunobi and Zach Oji, which I really think was classy because back in days, they were I don't know if they were totally nude or there was some cover up, but back then it was nude to us, you know, and you know how Nigerians were. So Glamour Girls is a Nollywood classy that touched down on sex and money, and it was the first movie about runs ever made in the Nigerian movie industry. Yeah, and it was from the producer who made Living in Bondage. Yeah, so the guy produced this one as well, which I think is a great movie. So he touched down on neglecting the prevailing themes of this time. And not only, the movie did not just talk about sex and money alone. It focused on sexuality and it giving it notorious reputation. You know, so this movie was released in 1994 and we still like it had like part one and part two. And I remembered before we started this podcast or before we started this episode, myself and my producer were talking about the last scene where one of the scenes where Snake entered a lady's, I don't know if I can say the word, like, okay, yeah, you know, we're all adults, so like vagina and like, really? Yeah, you know, I mean, those were the things. It was made believe. We enjoyed it. I mean, the fact that it stuck makes it know that someone did something very tangible. Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the next. The next movie that I want to talk about is Isakaba or Diechi. Yeah, like, if you did not watch this movie, you should, I don't know. This movie was one classic that completely kept people from part one, part two, part three, part four, part five, part six, part seven, part eight. Like, for that long. And it never lost touch of his audience. Storyline was great. Dialogue was epic. Acting was off the hook. Shout out to Sam Dede, who pulled off the lead character. I mean, the story gives a chronicle of the mind-blowing exploits of ritualists and secret society. And the being constantly prevented by the vigilante groups from this community. So, the story is actually based on the town that is infected by armed robbery, terrorism, corruption, and victimizing the innocent. So, I mean, this movie was a classic movie. Shout out to everyone who made this happen. And yes, remember the lead character, Ebube. I think there were so many catch-up lines or catch-up phrases from this movie. And one is ODHE, which I still don't know what the meaning is. You know, I remember back then in school when you flog us, we just go like big boy and be like, hey, ODHE. Like, it's not even, I'm not even feeling it. Like, I'm not even feeling it. So compared to what we have now, I don't really think there is any movie that is really giving us that vibe though. But shout out to Nollywood. All right, so next I want to talk about is The Season of the Witches. Now, Nollywood, there were time in Nollywood where we had The Season of Love. It was all love. It was all, we had the time where it was Season of Rituals. We had the time where it was Season of Witches and Demons. And this was one of them. I'm talking about none other than Karishika. You remember the song, Karishika, Karishika, King of Darkness. So, Lucifer, King of, Lucifer, King of Demons, Karishika, King of Darkness. Yeah, guys, I got it. I think I deserve an applause for that. Yeah. So, that sound, if you were a child in the 90s, if you hear that, I don't know, whatever it is that you are doing, I remember I could not go to the bathroom myself when it's past 7 or when it's completely dark, because that tune always ring in my head. Lucifer, king of demons. Karishika, queen of darkness. Yeah, so this is a horror film that really pleased everybody. I remember even while watching it, my parents were scared as well. Yeah, so it was what movie? It's about a girl or a lady who came from a dark world, empowered by Lucifer, and to come kill, destroy, and tempt people in order to increase the population of hell. Well, which I really think it was interesting, you know, looking back at what it is now, you know, like I just feel that, I don't know, like there's hellfire already. So that was what it was. I mean, Karishika was what movie, this time, characters were not given as a result of your popularity, it's as a result of whether or not you can pull it off. And which I think we need to doff our hearts to Becky Ngozi Okorie, who acted Karishika. I think she just gave the whole character a whole new mood and a whole new vibe. And that's why it's essential to talk about it today. That's why it's still tangible to talk about today. So shout out to everyone. Karishika is one classy movie. Yeah, so we move on to the next. Now, this is another. Now, remember I said Season of the Witches, right? Like, Nollywood had, like, moment and different season. This is another one. And this was released in 1992. Remember this word? Ayamatanga! Which, by the way, I just knew that it wasn't Ayamatanga like we used to chant back in the days. It was, I am at anger. And I'm like, well, whatever it is, I still would call it Ayamatanga because that's what is relatable, whether or not it's wrong English or it's not. It's Ayamatanga, so forget Ayamatanga. It's not even sweet. All right, so this is a movie that is based on a village called Mwoleru that is besieged by the amalgamation of several forces of darkness with an earthly representative called Ishawuru. Yeah, you remember that guy? That guy that is always going about with the goat's head and doing, like, crazy. I used to think Pete Edoche was one wicked man and Chiwetalago until I saw Ishawuru. Ishawuru is devilish, very devilish, a powerful herbalist that was working in enormous power and oppressing innocent villages. You know, so this is one movie that was really, really crappy. Although it was being directed to pull people to Christ, to preach the news of salvation. But I don't really think it actually did that, because I don't know if I was saved afterwards, but I was scared. One thing I know I was sure of was that I was scared sick. Like, I was scared sick. Tell me I am a tanga and I will flip around. Yeah, so that's one movie that we really, really love and gave us an experience to talk about. Next is Igodo. Yeah, so this is one movie that it was released in the early 2000, and everybody got talking. This is the point where remembered when Living in Bondage was released, there was like that brick, an avalanche in Hollywood, and there was a rising afterwards. This is another rising for Nollywood when it comes to epic movies. So Igodo is a story about seven brave warriors who embarked on a journey to save the village from a deadly curse. So it was Igodo was played by Sam Dede again. Yeah, and he had likes of Nobet Young, Peter Deche, to mention a few. This movie was a classic. I remember they go into Evil Forest. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's just wonderful what we had. It was very rich. It was very close to home and close to art, you know, the storyline. So Igodo is one classic movie that we love. Next movie is Diamond Ring. Where is my ring? Well, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking 1998 was a good year in the movies, especially when when Diamond Ring was released. You know, it's that movie that got everybody not just tensed, but I remember that I watched the movie from part one and part two. I think it was like for 4 to 5 hours thereabout, and I wanted to pee and I couldn't go to pee. Because I wanted to see what was going to happen next. I wanted to know what was going to happen to Chidi. I wanted to know whether or not they were going to get Gladys' ring. I wanted to know whether or not they were able to return the ring to Gladys, you know, knowing fully well that Chief DK traveled the world in search of a particular diamond ring. The attention to details in this movie makes it classic for me. The attention to the interpretation of the character, especially shout out to Shola Shobowale for playing Ijoma, and the yelling and the screaming. And I know if you remember Shola Shobowale, you know that she's renowned for pulling off great, bringing the character alive. And this was no different in Diamond Ring. Shout out to Liz Benson, who played the ghost, the rich ghost. So yes, so in case you do not know what this movie is about, let me just give you like a synopsis of what it was about. So it's about a spoiled brat called Chidi, who was sent to university and very early by his parents. And just because he wanted to prove big boy and, you know, wanted to go through all this of life, he decided to join a bad gang that later on robbed the grave of a rich woman called Gladys. And the rest is trouble. Trouble started afterwards. I remember the graveyard moment where they were going to, the last part, where they were going to return, the ring back to Gladys. And there was a timer, and I remember everyone in my house shouting, go, 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 go. No, 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 go. And then there was this troublesome and wicked gate man by the mortuary. I think it was played by Mr. Ibu. Yeah. So it was holding them down from not going, and everybody was shouting, go, no, move. You know, those moments, those great side talk that we had while watching this movie makes it epic, aside from all that I've said so far. Casting was great. Editing was nice. You know, attention to details was awesome. Costume was perfect. So shout out to Tadi Ogindo for directing a wonderful and epic movie. Yeah, so next I want to talk about is the 1990 classic movie Shawori De. Okay, so if you're probably not a Yoruba person, you might not watch this movie. But I don't think it was stereotypical to the Yoruba folks alone. I think it cut across because it's a movie that spoke about the current ill in the society. You know, it's a movie whose story surrounds a town called Jogbo, and things are not the same. When a king broke tradition and decided to sit on the throne, I remembered there was the king didn't want to do the ritual because it was painful and because it was civilized, so he decided to take the shortcut. And then on the day of his coronation, when they were beating the Shawori there, he fell down and died. And that happened afterwards. And then came a military officer who wanted to assume the throne as well. And, you know, the movie just went that far. You know, great acting. Tadi Ogindo shout out to you for pulling this off. This will forever be a great work. You know, I know Tade Ogundeyan to be Tunde Kilani rather. Tunde Kilani produced this movie. Yeah, Tunde Kilani produced this movie, and it's really rich in terms of quality dialogue. I remember there were a lot of proverbs. Like, there's this one that says, sorry guys, if you don't know it, you might probably want to hit me up after this time to tell you the meaning. It says, okay, let me see. Don't call me herbalist. I might sound like an herbalist right now. It says, Asho funfuni sukwaro. Okay, I don't know the rest, but that's all I know. Crappy, right? But yeah, it was great. It was interesting. It was fun, you know, from the sacred drumming to making sure that pasts were amended, mistakes were done, and the right person was placed on the throne. Plus, I remember he had a sequel called Agogo Iwo, which is also a great one. So I want to move on to the next story, ladies. I want to move on to the next story, and this is going to be my last. Guys, it is Shango. Yes, I know there are a lot of classics that we need to talk about, but unfortunately, we just have little time, you know, and you do want to tell us what your classic Nollywood movies were as well. So on across all streaming platforms. So Shango is an adaptation of the Yoruba story of the life and the time of the god Shango on earth. It's actually the fourth Alafin of Oyo who ruled in the 15th century. And this movie, Shango played by Adebayo is a great classic. It's a great movie from the acting to, you know, I remember, I mean, this was another movie that didn't really peak the actors looking at the popularity. It was about how well they could deliver the script, how well they could play the role, you know. So the movie is chronicled on the rise and of the quick-tempered god of thunder and tragic end, which I really think we should probably bring back. You know, everyone is clamoring. Nigerians are loving the old Marvel franchise tour. I think we should probably have a Shango franchise as well. It wouldn't be a bad idea. You know, yes, we have Thor, but I think Shango would probably be a badass superhero. So, yeah. So I was trying to, while writing this, I was watching the old Avenger Endgame, and I'm like, if Shango were to be in this series, I'm so sure that bad guy stands no chance with Shango, because Shango would literally slay. You know, Shango is that powerful that he literally will slay anything that comes his way and turn to ashes. Like, it's that badass. So yeah, so shout out to everyone with me, that Adebayo Bankole, for making this great movie, for being the main actor and bringing the script alive. Yeah, so those are the classic movies. So much to talk about, right, about Nollywood. So character interpretation was of great essence, and soundtracks were massive hits back to back, you know, and those were the things that we just loved about Nollywood now. All right, so while I'm sitting here trying to see someone who would call me to probably get a major role, it's not like I'm winch hunting for role, like I'm a good actor, guys, so don't get it too sad. So while I'm sitting here trying to see how we can make Nollywood better, I think Nollywood has come afar, and if we really want to get the international attention, you know, we need to start to embrace our own story. Yeah, we could remake all of the stories and more, and I think we even have some greater stories that we could tell that would shift the focus of the entire world to our direction. We're doing great. We're producing movies every day. I know that we are the third largest movie producing industry in the world. So yeah, but at the same time, it's not about the amount of movies that we make, but it's about how quality they are, how tangible. These movies are tangible, and that's why we still recall every moment and every scene in them. So shout out to everyone, every stakeholder in Nollywood. We love and respect you, and we just feel that we need to brace up. We need to do more work, more research, and give more people opportunity to to prove a point that they can make Nollywood a better place. Yeah, so yeah, so it's been a wonderful time with y'all. Yeah, you know what to do. You could as well as tell us what your own movies, classy movies were back in the days. Those movies that you dread. Those movies that were funny. Akinukwa. We had so many. So guys, you do want to eat us up across all social media platforms. Yes. So thanks for listening on this episode. And yeah, remember, you can support and share with your friends. Subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. And that's all for now. And follow me at Banji of Lagos on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And yeah, we will follow back. And till next time, I'll come your way again with another awesome topic on fan stock. This is hosted by me, Banji of Lagos, and this is coming from Jam.fm. See you guys on the next episode. Bye.